What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Dress Down. Today, we have a very exciting guest, a Ukrainian content creator with over 9 million followers on TikTok alone, known for her anime, cosplay, comedy, and music videos. Please welcome Queen Fesh, aka Anya, aka your anime girl, aka the Naruto girl, aka Fesh.
Oh my god, that's a lot.
Did I get them all?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's all the names from the internet. Like, oh my god, this is crazy, people. Oh, and okay, right now my followers call me Mommy.
AKA Mommy, AKA my caretaker in Thailand when I was in the hospital.
That's all me.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
For having me. I'm so excited. That's my first podcast ever.
No way.
I'm nervous. Yeah.
I'm so honored.
Yep.
Welcome. I'm so excited. You're so sweet, and I'm excited to talk to you about yourself for 2 whole hours.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That would be interesting.
Well, you're in LA. You're here for Anime Expo.
Yeah, for Anime Expo, for like, I don't know, just vacation, meeting my friends. And I'm so excited to meet my friends. I'm like, it's so lonely in Thailand because right now I'm living in Thailand. And yeah, I have like my team with me who's working with me, like my cameraman, my like assistant, and people who helps me with the cosplays and shooting. But it's not like, okay, they are my friends. But like my cosplayer friends who can like cosplay with me and make videos, like I'm always excited to see people. And I think I'm staying here in LA for like most like summer, you know, like, and yeah, that's like the perfect time, vacation and just my friends and Anime Expo and all of these like cool things. Mm-hmm. So I'm so happy and excited every summer to be here.
Yay. And you get to actually like do group cosplays and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're going to like Anime NYC. That will be my first time. I never like been to New York. So like
exciting.
And we're doing the League of Legends. I'm the biggest League of Legends LARPer.
No way. No,
yeah, I am. Like I don't play the game and I don't know nothing, but my friend Kenny, he said that I will be like, I will look good in Miss Fortune.
I was gonna say, yeah, if I had to cast you as a League of Legends character, it would be Miss Fortune.
Yeah, so he said that, and right now we're planning Miss Fortune, and we're also planning the Avatar Airbender group, and I will be Katara. I'm so excited.
You would also make a really good Katara.
Yeah, I think that's like a perfect match. We also plan to do Love in Deep Space in towels.
In towels?
Stella will be excited.
Stella, yeah. Stella yeah. Isn't even here right now, but her alarm bells just went off in her head. Her spidey sense. She's going to show up. I'm sorry, who mentioned Love in Deep Space?
Yeah, it's just so funny. But yeah, I'm excited. I always love to cosplay with my friends, so...
Yeah, that's definitely one thing LA is great for, is
so
collaboration.
Many creators here. Yeah. I'm so happy. And I met so many people. Like, I'm like, oh, that's the heaven. I want to be here for longer.
Yay.
I don't know.
Well, you're here for the whole summer. So
yeah, I just decided that this time I will just go for the whole summer because I don't have anything planned, like any trips or vacations or like whatever. I'm like, this will be my vacation. I will just stay here, hang out with my friends, mm-hmm, have like good food. So like, yeah.
A workcation, if yeah, you will.
Yeah, kind of like with all these collabs, and I can get it. I can get it. Yeah.
Well, we were talking a little bit earlier about how the cosplay communities differ so much between where you
started like cosplaying and here. And Ukraine and here. I feel like here people more supportive and like they're more welcoming. Like if you're coming and you're like outsider from like other like countries and they're like, oh hey, like let's go, let's cosplay together, let's do some videos, or like I don't know, let me introduce you to other people. And I'm like, oh,
yeah, especially Stella.
Yeah,
Stella's like, super like that.
And this is like so cool because in Ukraine I feel like our community is like a lot more toxic. And again, I don't know a lot of people from community. I just know like a couple of cosplayers and people who's like making cosplays, and they're really really like nice. But in general, I know we have like these groups and all these cosplayers just like, I don't know, sending like a mean comments about like each other. I don't know, it's just
really?
So weird. Yeah, like I heard that, and because my friend said that they were thinking that I'm Russian Like, yeah, and they like pulled me into this group and started like commenting, oh, she's like Russian or she's like Ukrainian, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, my friend was in that group and she said like, oh, she's Ukrainian. Like, what are you talking about? Like, this is weird. So yeah, it's just like, I was like, I never like said something like that. I mean, I'm not hiding that I'm Ukrainian, but I'm not really talking about that too much because my previous Instagram account that I was like, it was from my, I think I made it when I was like 10 years old or something. So it's like old. It was banned because of like all the situation in Ukraine because I started talking. Yeah. So like, there was like a lot of spam like comments. So, and they blocked me for 10 times. First three times they tried, I don't remember the like why they blocked me, but it was like another reason. But then they started to blocking me for the spam. And like, I tried to like fight for this page, but the last time was like just no.
Really?
And they block it like no. Yeah. So right now I decided that like I'm doing fun content, like I want to bring people joy and just, I don't know, something cool, so I'm not gonna put myself in danger again. Yeah, that's all.
Well, we can have those conversations elsewhere.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of misfortune that you brought up before, I think maybe I would typecast you as a pirate because you do so many One Piece cosplays.
Yeah, I love One Piece cosplays. I love pirates and like Jack Sparrow, my favorite. Johnny Depp. I'm sorry, I'm a big fan. So like, I think I loved the like pirate theme like when I was like a child. Like I Jack Sparrow, this is my inspiration. I think this is like the little part of me was excited for like Jack Sparrow and One Piece. Like, it's just like, for me it's the same thing,
the crossover of the century. Like
That would be so cool,
right? The isekai of
all the like Jack Sparrow and Zoro. I don't know, like that would be like the coolest crossover ever. Please bring like Netflix, bring Johnny Depp in One Piece live action.
Johnny Depp joins the pirate crew.
Yeah, like Jack Sparrow.
I feel like he would just bring them a lot of chaos.
Yeah, that.
They
already have like chaos. I think. Yeah, maybe he and Luffy would do some things. I don't know. It's just, I love.
I feel
pirates.
Like he might betray them.
But yeah,
and
when,
then
whatever.
Come back in the end somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, that's like, I think it's typical behavior for him. But yeah, that would be so fun. I mean,
yeah,
not gonna happen, but
but we can dream.
Yeah, we can dream.
We can write a fan fiction.
Oh my god.
I bet you Stella could find a fan fiction for that.
I love to dream and read that things. Bakugo and Midoriya. Oh my god.
Oh.
I just
there's a lot of Bakugo Midoriya content.
That's like, I don't think we should talk about that. That's like controversial. We talk about
controversial.
Before like that podcast, we talk about the controversial like themes. Like, that's controversial, okay?
Aged up Midoriya.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Bakugo
that's
content.
That's true. And I'm like, a lot of people just like write this fan fiction. So it's just like the weirdest community. But the anime is good. I love My Hero Academia. I never cosplayed any character from My Hero Academia.
Really?
Like, for like a true, you know, like the normal cosplay. I did like a homemade, like stupid, but that was mainly for like my memes videos. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But this is so fun.
Yeah. And you do such cool, high production value content so much.
Take us
through how you got started in social media, content creation, cosplay in general.
Oh, so I was bored.
As we all were.
Yeah, I was bored. But I can't say that it was like, you know, like a lot of people saying that, oh, it was COVID time and like I started cosplaying because I was bored. No, that was another reason. They bring us again to the politics things and I don't really want to like, you know, bring it too much. So like, I escaped Ukraine and I lived in Italy at that time. And I already did like all the social media, TikTok memes, I don't know, Naruto inspired videos, just like something funny. And I don't remember, I think one of my followers just messaged me like, why don't you try the cosplay? And I'm like, we have Amazon in Europe. I can order the cosplay. So that's what I did. And my first cosplay was in 2022 it was Zoro Vanna outfit. I just bought it on Amazon like the wig. It was the shittiest wig ever. But I think I have it somewhere like with me in Thailand still. So like, and I did this, you remember the trend? It was like, oh, black tart t-shirt, Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I don't remember
yeah.
the song. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Like, when you're like ripping the shirt.
Yeah, ripping the shirt. That was my first trend, like cosplay really? Trend that I did. Yeah. And yeah, I think my followers just like that. And they're like, hey, bring more. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. let's do that. Like, I can try. And yeah, that's how it started. And right now, I enjoy it. Like, a lot, and I like to pull these characters like exactly how they build. Like I really love like to make things like canonically like good. I don't know, because again, I know like a lot of people here, it's like more of a fun things. Like you can cosplay, you can like, but I like to like build the set. I like to build the whole costume. I like to have all these weapons. Like the wig should be exactly like it should. Like I need to have all this makeup. Like yeah. Mm-hmm. So I like to do like transformations, like exactly how it looks. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it's good. Sometimes I'm not really happy with what I'm doing, but I'm still doing because like I think there's a lot of effort I put in it. So mm-hmm. anyway, I would post it. Yeah.
Yeah. That I feel like that's creative art. Like, yeah, like as a field in general, sometimes you love it and sometimes it's not your favorite, yeah. but ultimately we're our own worst critic, right?
Oh, yeah,
so the
that's
things
true.
That we don't like are still pretty good.
Something that I'm noticing like in my cosplays, oh, this is like, this hair is not yeah. looking good. And like, mm-hmm. other people wouldn't just, you know, look at that. And
yeah.
I'm like,
they're like, we didn't
just,
even see that actually.
It's just me. I'm built like that. I want to. Do things. <I'm not> perfect.
I'm the same way, so I get it. We are very similar. Yeah. We've talked about this.
Yeah, we're really we similar. I think like,
have the same
problems.
Mental. Unhealthy work-life balance.
Bro, this is like the same person, like the same brain.
Yeah,
with ADHD on them and all these things.
I know. Yeah. You posted in the hospital, and I was like, no.
And you literally, like a few months before, you were in the hospital in Thailand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that, I guess that's my turn. Like, hello.
Which, shout out your assistant, because she yeah. got on the phone and spoke Thai to the doctors, so we were able to like figure out what was going
we
on.
We were mad at the first because they didn't like tell us what is going on with you. So because she's like not your, like even if she's your friend, okay, like this is just, she's not from your family, so they're not allowed to give us information. We're like,
yeah,
kill people. I don't know. Like, what we should do, like
it's okay, we figured it out.
Yeah, we were in the middle of the ocean, and me and Stella, we were going crazy, just like, should we grab, I don't know, like bikes like in one piece and just like go back? I don't know what we should do, like
no. And it was so my fault too, because the first time I went, they sent me home, or they told me to stay, and I didn't because I was
yeah okay yeah I remember that.
Rebellious. And then I ended up going back, but I texted everyone and was like, hey, I just want everyone to know I'm going back, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Nah, yeah.
You don't have to come this time. And then because I didn't have Stella or like somebody to like advocate for me.
Yeah.
It was a much different experience than the first time. The first time was so easy and chill and nice. And then the second time, when I was alone, I was like begging them for things, and they weren't giving them to me.
That's crazy. And yeah, but you have the number. Yeah, like if yeah. I don't, like if people don't listen to me, I'm always calling my assistant, because I don't know the language, and they're not really like, they don't want to communicate somehow. I don't know how to like say it correctly, but sometimes when you're just like a foreigner, they don't want to communicate with you the way that they would communicate with the like local person. Oh mm-hmm. yeah, that's kind of, I mean, you understand. Yeah maybe. Yeah, but anyway, they did a great job. They give you the medicine, they did what they can.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy that you were alive.
Yeah, and I'm happy you're alive. We're both alive.
Yeah, my doctor feed me with the like night market food. She's like, bro, you just need to eat like there's your like rice and meat, just eat it.
Yeah. Like, they told me I couldn't eat in the hospital when I was in one of the like the specialist areas. Mm. And Kelly, you know Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly went to like a convenience store around the corner.
Yeah.
And microwaved me wonton soup and then snuck it into the hospital room and then spooned it into my mouth.
Because they didn't give you food?
Because they told me I wasn't allowed to bring food in there.
What the heck? Like,
Kelly was like on a covert operation.
That's
she
crazy.
Special ops me a wonton soup.
But you need to eat to recover.
I know. I don't know.
That's crazy. I mean, maybe they gave you like a medication, but it's not like you're still hungry.
It wasn't that I couldn't eat it for any like medical reason. It was just that they didn't want food like in that part of the hospital. But I don't know.
They didn't have the food or like. Can you just like order grub or what? Like, this is crazy. Like,
they told me I could get up and go somewhere, but I couldn't bring it.
What?
Yeah, but I couldn't stand or like walk. So Kelly was like, "I got you, girl. Don't move."
Yeah, this is crazy. Like,
I took a steaming bowl of wonton soup out of her purse.
No, this is crazy. This is crazy. She's a savior. Like, I don't know.
Oh, it was great.
This is crazy.
Well, yeah. Well, we're alive, and that's what matters.
Yeah, eat your food, drink your water, mm-hmm. sleep.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. And are you feeling better now?
Yeah, I feel like I need to eat. That's the problem.
That was your diagnosis.
I need to drink.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, it's just like sleep, food, and water. That's what matters. Because in Thailand, so what are we doing for my cosplays? I don't like to film in a daylight because the sun in Thailand is really crazy and like every 5 minutes is just changing. Like you have clouds, you have sun, you have rain, and then like whatever. So I like to film at night. So I'm posting my content like 10 p.m., 11 p.m., you know, like, and after that, I'm pulling off like all these cosplays and like 1 a.m., we're starting the shooting. And we're doing it until like 5 a.m. And then we go to sleep. So we have like a night shift. And then I wake up like 12 or sometimes 1 p.m. And I need to edit. So I'm editing and then all over again. Like ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. crazy. And I shouldn't do that. But it's not like I can build the, like, I don't know, the safe space near my house just to protect me from the light or something. I don't know. I thought about that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is just interesting, like to work with me. It's just not the best thing you can do to yourself.
I would like to tell you to take care of yourself better, but that is unfortunately also my sleep schedule.
I can understand you. I can understand. Look at this cosplay that you did. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you.
I can understand. I can understand why you're not sleeping. This is just...
But I also have always... So you like to stay up super late and like work at night. Have you always been that way? Because I've always been that way.
Yeah, I've always been that way.
Really?
Even if I worked in Ukraine in the music industry as a like songwriter. And yeah, I did the same thing.
Really?
I just like to stay like until like 5 a.m.
Me too.
And just do my thing because no one is like touching me and like asking me for things. Everyone is sleeping and I can just do my thing.
That's how
I can be
I feel
alone
too.
With my thoughts. And I think it's just the type of personality like you have. And also ADHD, I think somehow it works better at night.
Yeah.
I'm a morning person.
I've seen things about ADHD and staying up super late because there's not as much like noise, quote unquote.
Like, and you feel more safe, like, and it's like your safe space. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
If you would ask me to like cosplay in the morning and make like the shootings in the morning, you would just look at my face and like, I want to kill people and like, I'm not happy. I want to, like, I'm a monster.
Yeah.
Like, even if you will give me coffee and, like, I don't know, something sweet, I would just stay like that and my face wouldn't do nothing. Like, you know, like, I couldn't bring any emotions. I would just, like,
That is also what I'm like in the morning as well.
I don't like mornings. That's not
me. Me neither. They make fun of me every time the Anime IRL YouTube channel shoots here and on the other side. Mm-hmm. And whenever I'm in their videos, they're like, the call time is 10 a.m. And I'm like, you want me to be awake?
What?
One, in cosplay. Two, with my makeup on.
Oh my god.
Caffeinated at 10 a.m.
No, you should wake up at 6 to do that. Like, that's for what real.
I
mean.
Yeah. I was like, that's crazy. And they're like, well, you sleep until the. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't know. I've always been that way. Even in middle school, I've been that way.
Yeah, I agree. Same. Yeah, yeah. Even if I will sleep, like, okay, let's say I'm taking a sleeping pill and I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Like, 10. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's not gonna work. I will still be pissed off like in the morning. I will just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't like mornings.
I don't either. I don't either.
I'm happy that I'm not alone.
You're not alone. You're not alone.
I'm so happy.
Out of college, had a job at 7. I had to be there at 7, which means I had to wake up a lot earlier.
That's crazy.
And I was going every day for months because everyone, I don't know if you get this too, where people are like, well, if you just start doing it and your body get used to it, your body eventually will get used to it. And I was doing it every day for, I don't know, 6 to 8 months. My body never got used to it.
I would say the same thing. Like, okay, I'm traveling a lot and like time zones are so different.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I'm in the new time zone, okay, my schedule is like a little bit improved. Like here at the first days, I woke up like at 6 a.m. Okay, I was like, I'm proud of myself. It lasts like maybe 5 days.
Me too.
Then my sleep schedule became like normal again, like 5 a.m. Hello.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Well, hello, sunrise, my old friend, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's just weird like that.
I'm always
hated,
like that.
Like, I'm blessed because I never worked in actual work.
Yeah.
So I don't need to wake up this like, you know, like 7 a.m., 6 a.m. Of course, for school, maybe. Yeah, but I hated that. And like, I skipped, like in college, I skipped the first lesson.
Me too. Me too. And I got in so much trouble. Yeah.
No, I think I was fine because it was like an art college. We did like a walkout thing. And I was like, whatever. First year I did that. I was like on all the lessons, but after that, no, I was like, that's not me.
Yeah,
I already started like working when I was 15. I started working in a music studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, okay, I guess like we're going on like practically right now. Like we're not gonna sit and listen about the music and stuff. Like I will just do music. That's what I wanted to do all the time. So that's it. And I just thought, oh, like, fuck lessons. I'm smarter. I can do things. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can.
Yeah. And I like, I don't know. I hate learning, like, from, like, other people and, like, schools. And, like, I finished, like, 2 music schools because my mom said that's one, it's not enough, girl. One, it's not enough. And I hated, like, piano lessons and, like, all these vocals and, like,
okay, then I have a very important question for you because I've had a couple musicians come on and I think one of all of the musicians that I've talked to can read music. Can you read music? No. Okay, I was going to say.
I hate that. Nobody, I can.
No one who works in the music industry that I know of can
if
read music.
If you pull like all this list with the notes and stuff, like I would just.
That's so. Just rip it up.
Yeah, just because I can repeat the music if I will see your hands and what you're playing. And maybe I can like. I could do that, okay? Right now, I'm not really, like, training myself or doing something. And again, I think I was so traumatized in music school with the piano lessons because I hated my teacher.
I hated her
so much. And, like, I think she traumatized a lot of kids, honestly. Because she's, like, a, you know, Slavic woman that's really strict with things. And she's like, you shouldn't look to my hands. You should like learn the like I don't know like the notes. But I'm like I'm not a like I don't know how like I'm not a player. Like, if you will, I'm not a city driver or like what, I don't know how to say that, magnetophone or whatever. Like, I can't do that. I want to do music. I want to like create, and I don't want to play music. That's like difference. And she's like, okay, whatever. I will like give you like six, seven. So yeah, when I graduated, like, I had like, I think 7 for the piano lessons. Like, we had like a 12. How it's called?
Grading system?
Yeah, like grading system. Yeah, thanks. So like from 12, I get like 7. So like, and every other like subject, I had like 10, 11, 12. But this like, I'm just, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm so tired. I don't want to do that. So I learned my like program that I was like doing on my exams, I think, a few days before, and it was so bad. Like, I did it like really in a worst way, but I was proud of myself that I finished the 7 years of hell. And I said to my mom, never again, because my brother, he dropped school 1 year before he graduated.
Oh yeah. No, you're like, so close.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, like, I am so close, I should, like, because I really wanted to drop it. I think she traumatized a lot of people. He wasn't in her class. I think he did like a guitar or something, but who cares? Like, I think they all traumatized kids a lot. So like,
a bad teacher is awful. Yeah, it ruins everything.
Yeah. And I came to the other teacher, and like, it took me 45 minutes to realize what I need to do to create music and not play it. Just create, just understand how they put in like this, like, chords together. Like, what is that? Like, okay. So I'm grateful. I'm forever grateful for this woman. But yeah, it's just traumatizing.
So you did graduate.
Yeah.
I did. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not really, I mean, that's, no one ever asked me about this. When I go to the university, they never asked. When I go to my work, they never ask.
Right.
No one care.
Right. It was about character building.
Yeah, it was just like,
it was for the plot.
Yeah, it was for the plot. So I can like, you know, so, oh, I graduated from 2 music schools. Yeah. I'm right. So smart. No. No, I'm not.
It's just, hey, I think you are. I think you are.
I think I'm really like emotional, and my emotions lead me to some like things, you know. I'm really sensitive, so like, that's my good part. I really love that. And it's not because I'm smart, it's because I feel like that and I want to do like certain things, you know, like
you follow your instincts.
Yeah. It's just, I don't think like I can, like, if not my friends, not my family, and not my, like, I don't know, my team who I work with right now, I wouldn't even survive. Like, in a normal life, I'm so bad. Like, I'm not eating. I'm not like doing any like home things. Like, I have a maid, like, perfect woman. Like, I love her so much. She's coming to my house every day, like, doing my, I don't know, like, dishes and stuff like that. And
wow.
Yeah. So like, that's why I love Thailand, and I like, it's cheap to live here and like to hire a person, like housewife. Because like, I'm so bad, and I'm not excited to do my dishes. I'm sorry, like, I don't like
dishes
that.
Are the thing that I hate the most as well. We are very similar. Yeah, in so like, many ways.
Right now in my Airbnb, I have so many dishes and I'm waiting for them to come one day and just clean it, because they like doing this like once in a while, and I'm like, I guess. Or I will just eat outside. I don't care.
Just eat on paper plates.
Yeah, that's what out. I'm doing. Literally, like, I
like a true bachelor pad.
Yeah, my mom said that I would never like find a husband. Which is so funny. Because like in Ukraine,
you find a husband that likes the dishes.
Yeah. Or they will pay for for things. Like, I'm so bad. Like, a lot of people in the internet, they like, you know, doing this like, oh, I would love you to be my girlfriend. No, bro, you don't. Like, you, it's just, you don't know the real me. Like, that's, you would not.
Yes, totally. I know what you mean.
No, I'm not nice. I'm not funny. Like, in the internet, like, I'm so funny. And I'm like, oh, yeah, goodbye. Like, stuff like that. Mommy. No, I'm not like that in real life. No, I'm not doing that. Like, it just, it's fun to do it in the internet. But when I'm with my friends, I'm mostly, like, I'm shy. Like,
me too.
With a lot of people, I can't even, like, talk about things. And also, I know you will say that my English is okay?
But yeah.
I'm always, like, stressing out when I need to talk about something. I'm like, it's like, I'm dumb. I'm like, I'm not smart. I can't do this. Like, if I will open my mouth and say something bad, like, I don't know, like, you know. So, like, I'm always stressing out. So, in real life, I'm really shy and introverted. And, yeah, I mean, I'm here. I'm talking because I'm excited that, like, yeah, it's just fun. Mm-hmm. But in a real life, if we would stay like a group of people and you would talk, I would never say like a word. I would just listen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you will ask me something, I will reply. But like, it just, I would stand and like,
yeah.
That's when I did it at San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like she was talking a lot and like introducing me to like a lot of people. And I was like, hi, that's me. I'm alive. I'm here.
Yeah.
You just, yeah. I don't know.
It's very, like San Diego Comic Con is especially overwhelming though.
Yeah, but I love it a lot more than Anime Expo.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Like this year, I feel like Anime Expo, like they don't have this, I don't know, Netflix booths and like all these cool brands that they usually have. Like,
mm-hmm.
Or Artist Alley. Okay, 2 years ago, that was my first Anime Expo, and I bought myself a really cool Gengar backpack. I love it so much. It's still here. I'm like using it a lot, but I would love to have a new one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this year I should buy something. I have a space in my suitcase, but there's nothing. There's nothing.
You couldn't
cool.
even find anything no, to buy?
No, that's like, I don't know. There's like, I know people saying the Loungefly or the, the brand or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I need to check their backpacks because I like this like cute backpacks in Thailand when you're like grabbing a bike. Like you usually need like something comfortable, mm-hmm. like backpack or just cross shoulder bag. And of course I have like all this, but I want like anime, like a cool one, like just to show that I'm true anime fan. I don't know. And again, I like Pokemon. So I like my Gengar. There's nothing like that. I search even in Japan, but there's nothing like that. I don't know where, like, it's a magic. Come back to Anime Expo, guys. I don't know who sell it to me. Like, it was just perfect. Yeah. I need more like that.
We'll find it.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll figure it out.
I need that. But yeah, the main thing, I feel like an Artist Alley, it's just boring. Not a lot of new things or like just something that will like excites me. I don't know. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and mainly I'm here because of my friends. Like, I want to meet them. I want to hang out. But everyone was so busy. And I'm like, I'm not, like, doing anything. Like, yeah, I'm just walking around and just enjoying myself in a con. So, yeah, that was, I mean, that's okay. Totally.
Yeah. There's a lot to see at San Diego, for sure.
Yeah, and San Diego is nice because Stella took me to La Jolla. We just grabbed matcha and, like, have this, like, girly like, morning. It was just so fun. And, yeah, I feel less stressed not cosplaying in conventions.
Same.
Yeah, so, like, I enjoy it more. Like, for Anime Expo, I did, like, Nami outfits every day, like, different outfit. But in San Diego, I decided, like, okay, I will just not cosplay, whatever. And, yeah, it's just a lot easier. I don't know. Maybe when you're – it's like Halloween, you know, when you're a cosplayer and, like, you're wearing all these cool outfits all the time. Like, on Halloween, you will just be yourself.
Mm.
That's why I'm here today without my makeup, without anything. I'm just – I'm lazy. I'm sorry. Like, if I'm not cosplaying, I'm lazy. I don't really want to do nothing. Like,
yeah, but you have – beautiful skin and
thank
you look
you.
Great without
I'm working
makeup.
A lot. There's a lot of my money goes there.
Oh,
oh
yeah?
My god, yeah.
Give us your skincare hacks.
Oh my god, nothing. Don't put on your face like a lot of serums, creams, whatever you like all these people selling you. Stop. I will de-influence people right now. Yeah,
okay,
but
okay.
Literally my doctor in Thailand, she said that I have, like, really sensitive skin.
Mm.
So, of course, like, she's doing, like, this post-acne treatments because I had acne and we treated it. And right now it's a lot better. Anyway, she said that only one thing that I can use is cleanser. It's Physiogel. I think it's Korean brand or something. Yeah, whatever. For really sensitive skin. It's allowed, like, even for babies, you know, like, the small ones. Mm-hmm. So that's what I can use. And also I'm using, like, these creams for acne. But even, like, you know, only for acne spots. Or if I will have, like, a pimple that, like, inflammations or whatever it's called. Yeah. Anyway, I will put it on here. That's all. I'm not using any serums. I'm not using any creams. Any
no
mist.
Moisturizer? No,
moisturizer okay. only okay, before okay. the makeup.
Oh.
Not at night. Not like...
Really?
Yeah, nothing. Because if I will put a lot of things in my face, my skin would just react immediately. Even today, okay, SPF. Mm. Controversial. SPF. Like, everyone's saying that I need to put SPF. But, okay, today I was outside shopping and I put SPF on my face. In the morning, I have like a beautiful nothing, no pimples, no, like, nothing. I put SPF and it was like also the same brand that I'm using the cleanser, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So right here, I already have like this inflammations or something.
Really?
I can feel that. And it's like red. And I was like, this is just because I put the SPF on my face.
Wow.
Like, how
super
sensitive am I? So like I'm trying not to use anything, but I'm like, if I want to try anything, I will just message her like, hey, I'm like, am I allowed? Is it like okay? Mm-hmm. She's like saying, yeah, you can at least try that, or no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I love skincare and I love to buy a lot of things. Even like when I'm in Japan, okay, Donki.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you can understand. Oh, yeah. That's what I need. Like, that's, I understand that you understand me.
Uh-huh.
So I like to buy all these, like, bottles or these creams or just, I don't know, masks. And ended up not using that because I'm not allowed. But yeah, it's just, like, it's so fun. So
yeah.
The implants people, definitely.
I also had an acne problem, like a hormonal acne
yeah,
problem
it's
for
like
a long time.
Yep, same. Bro, are
and
we
I,
the same person?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think.
I'm going to spin around three times and my hair's going to turn orange.
I'm
going to Sailor
God.
Moon transform
yeah.
into you. No, I also, my dermatologist was like, stop using all of that stuff. I was using like all these really expensive, like
yeah.
Japanese, like I was, I had, she told me specifically not to use Tatcha. I was using Tatcha, the like Japanese
okay.
brand.
That's interesting.
It was like a big
thing.
It was
for
super
everyone,
popular
yeah.
a couple of years ago. And it still is. It's just not as like, it had everyone in a chokehold a couple of
yeah.
years ago. And she was like, stop all that. Don't do all that. And was like, I want you to get this like cheap, like $10
like,
Walmart cleanser, CeraVe,
that's
and
all.
And only use that
yeah.
and wash your face, and then only use that moisturizer, and that's it. And
that's
it. And it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Magic.
Yeah.
Like, and only moisturizer that I'm using before the makeup, if I wanted to stay long, it's like, yeah, it's like really low budget Roger Keys, like it's also Korean brand. You can buy it literally everywhere in 7-Eleven in Thailand.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. just small thing and you're buying it like, I don't know, it's like $3 or maybe even less.
Yeah,
like so cheap.
Crazy.
And just you just apply like 10 minutes, it just absorbs and like you can do your thing.
Yeah,
that's all. I don't
crazy
know.
The beauty industry is wild.
Yeah, it's wild and they sell you a lot of things and I'm like, okay, the next step that I want to like, I want to treat my hair because like right now it's a little bit damaged, okay? And I did like Korean perm because in Thailand it's so humid and my hair is already like curly a little bit. I'm like, why don't I do like the whole thing? Like I just, it's already humid and I want to wake up and have like this
mm-hmm,
on my
mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think my next step, it's like Trichology or whatever it's called, like the doctor who's like treat your hair, if you know like message in the comments you understand, okay? So I want to take care of that, but I would say that in Asia it's a lot different than here, like all these makeup brands, it's Sephora
mm-hmm.
and what we have in Thailand, I'm like it's a lot different. And here
mm-hmm.
I can't find any like cleansers that I'm using or like other stuff, or even like, okay, I'm using a lot of like cosmetics for my cosplays, it's mainly Japanese and Thai brands or like Chinese, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing like that here. And I'm like, people, what are you using here? Like, how do you leave?
Chemicals.
Lots of chemicals. Like, I mean, I never tried anything like expensive, like Dior or like, mm-hmm. maybe it's good. I don't know, maybe it's good. Mm-hmm. People saying that it's just, I don't know. They like it.
The worst part is that some of it is good, and then some of it is just a gigantic price tag for a name, and you don't really know which one to try.
Yeah, but I would say like right now mainly it's Flower Nose for me, because I think they have a lot of like things, and like it's good for like eyeshadows and like highlighters. Oh my god, their highlighters so pretty.
Which one?
Highlighters in their like palettes with the shadows, like I love their highlighters. Yeah, but mainly Chinese, Japanese, Thai. I don't think I'm using a lot of Korean stuff. I'm not sure. Maybe it's more like cleansers and like mm-hmm. moisturizers, but not like cosmetics. Anyway, that's interesting.
Well, maybe when we go to China in November, we can get some skincare.
Yeah, I would love to.
Some hair care.
Yeah.
I want to get my hair like done.
Yes.
In China.
I wanted to. I want like a good layer haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I would love to have like, you know, these butterfly haircuts, like really beautiful layers, and like girls are gorgeous, but I don't think I have enough hair for that. Like, I'm not sure. Like, so yeah, we will think. I need to grow my hair a little bit. I took off my extensions. I had extensions before that, and I'm just, okay, I guess we're done. For the wigs, I think it's a lot better and more convenient if you don't have extensions.
Definitely.
Like, if you just like your hair. And I decided that I will use a lot of wigs, and maybe if I will want like, you know, specific like hairstyle for myself, I would better commission a wig.
Mm-hmm.
I'm commissioning wigs. I'm not doing my wigs just in case, by the way. I'm not doing any of my cosplays. I'm a fake cosplayer. I'm a LARPer. but it's just like I'm not built for that. I like to create videos, but not cosplays.
And that is okay.
Yeah.
When people
ask me, like, I'm not saying that I'm a cosplayer. I'm saying that I'm a content creator, because, like, these hands.
Those are video hands.
Not the cosplay hands.
They make music, they make videos,
they can do whatever, but not build things.
They edit.
Like,
yeah.
Like, this brain works, but not hands. Yeah, anyway. I don't remember what I talked about the wig. So if I would want like specific hair like style, I would commission a wig and mm-hmm. have it and wear it for my videos. I don't know, because sometimes I'm doing this like memes or like just, I don't know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to do this year more like girly stuff and like just beauty things. And I'm so good at this.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
Why not?
Well, I mean, I will try.
Why not give it a shot? Why not give it a shot?
Maybe I hire someone who will teach me. I don't know. That's what I'm planning to do that, because I'm so bad with my hair. Like, I'm so lazy. I think it's just because, like, I'm wearing all these cosplays all the day. Like I'm cosplaying literally every day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Before, like, this summer, because I need to be prepared, like, because I'm coming here for, like, a lot of time. So I cosplay every day, like for 2 months. And I also had, like, in April we go to Japan with my friends, and I also cosplay before this vacation, because I need to have like something to post, because I'm posting every day, and I'm like I'm stressed, like I need to chill.
And then you ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Like, that's why I'm lazy in like my like daily life.
I mean, I think you've earned it, but...
But sometimes you're looking at this, like, girls who's got, like, in a mall, they're, like, enjoying their life and, like, going on a free day.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I'm like, no.
What if I just enjoyed myself instead? Yeah.
Like, I would love to have this, like, I don't know, cool outfit, uh-huh. but I would just look like a homeless boy. No, I'm not joking. Like, people think, like, and romanticize, like, all this, oh, these girls, like, they're so cute and real. No.
Yeah.
No.
The cosplay girlfriend.
I look like a... No, bro. I look like a homeless boy. I'm always stressed. You need to feed me. Like, I'm always, like, angry and... I don't know. It's just... It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand. And I'm happy that they will see, like, the other part of me here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the true monster.
Yeah, I think, but that's good. I think it makes you human. It humanizes you.
Yeah, yeah. And I would love to show it more mm-hmm. to my audience. I know it's mainly men and they want, like, a perfect picture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And something that, like, looks good, but...
But they
this
can,
is live.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah.
That's what they're getting. They're getting both things. A complete person.
Yeah, either both or nothing, but like that's how it works.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, take me through a typical content day. So you were shooting every day while you right before you left. Like, how does that work? Do you conceptualize your ideas during the day? Do you have like a notes app with a bunch of ideas in it?
I do.
Okay. And then how do you decide what you're shooting, setting up your lights and stuff like that?
So usually I would love to prepare cosplays in advance, like the months before. Let's say right now we're cooking. That's the little secret. But like, so right now we're cooking. I really wanted to make like Cyberpunk Edge Runners, like second season. They have this like, they didn't announce like the character, but I'm already wanna do this. Like this girl with the weak hair and like braids, and she literally like naked here, like this cosplay. It would be so hard to make because I don't want to show my bare skin. So it will be probably like a bodysuit or something and like two bra things here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Yeah. So like, it's just so funny. Yeah. So we're trying to build like what we will do for like the months before. And I'm either like commission it or like buying it from AliExpress or just whatever. And so I have options. It's not like I will use them all. Because sometimes, like, I still have the Angel Drag Queen, like, from the Hotel.
Husband Hotel.
I never wear that.
I don't think I've ever seen you in that costume.
Yeah, because it was, like, last minute and I didn't have time. And I was, like, it's still waiting for me. Like, I think I will do it, like, maybe third season will come.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, before that, like, a little reminder about a drag queen angel. I have options, and it's like depends on the mood and the weather. The weather is just like, oh, it's so annoying sometimes because you have like the sunny days, and when you're coming out, like you're fully in a cosplay, and then sun decided like, bye, like we're going, girl, no sun today, clouds. But then you set up the camera, set up the lights when it's clouds, and sun like, oh no, I like, never mind, hi. Like, and then, like, you know, it's like back and forth. Every 10 minutes is like different weather. So that's why I love to like film or inside or outside, but at night. So like it depends. I think the first part of the day, like until 2 p.m., I'm on a calls with my team and like just doing some document stuff or like whatever. Maybe going through my apps, like for the ideas, like, I don't know, just searching. And then it just depends what we want to do. Do we want to cosplay for the, like the normal cosplay, let's say, like to do the character? And it's probably will be like 3-4 videos for that, because I like to film like a lot of dancing stuff, transitions. It also depends like what transition we want to do, because if it's like a hard transition with the green screen like effects and something, it will probably take the whole day. Like, so we'll start with the green screen, then we'll go outside when it's like already, I don't know, 10 p.m 11 p.m whatever. But yeah, let's say like a typical day, I would do some stuff in the morning until like 2 p.m then I will maybe or film some like small videos like memes and stuff until like 6, and then I will edit from 6 to 10 p.m. Then I will post my videos. And then from 11 p.m. to like 4 a.m., 5 a.m., depends like again what we're shooting, I will cosplay like a normal cosplay, like just like cool videos. And I have a cameraman. He was living with me in my house, but right now we separated because like I need a space and my team also need like sometimes just chill from me. I'm too much. So yeah, he comes to my place like literally every day and we're just doing everything together. And my assistant, she's also living in Thailand. So yeah, they just come to my house and we have like this party, like cosplaying, shooting, whatever. Yeah.
Seems fun.
Yeah, it's like so fun. I love to spend time with them and they're also like so creative, but I can be really like stressed and I'm a little monster if like it's like something not going like I want it to be. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and I like to control everything. I'm like literally, okay, the light standing not in the position like it was like the last time. I would kill. Yeah, so like I'm really, I think it's hard to work with me, and people who are working with me, they have like a really good mental health. Because I'm not.
Lots of patience.
They are really patient. They're really happy. Like every time they're like, hey, calm down. We will figure it out. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, blah, blah. So right now we did the misfortune, okay? And like the wig is not orange, it's red.
Mm.
Because I said, like, I don't know, the character, I'm a LARPer, so take care of it. And my assistant, she said that it's mainly like red. Like canonically, it's supposed to be red, but I talked to Stella and a lot of people, and they're like all doing orange, and I'm like, okay, I guess I will be red. Like, it's like red, like, oh. Red, like really, really red. And I'm like, I was so pissed off about this, and I'm like, oh, haven't you checked this? Like, why didn't you check? Like, I didn't have time, like, blah, blah, blah. So, like, I was like, I don't know, I give them a hard time. Yeah, but anyway, they're like, I love them. They're doing like amazing job, because usually editing takes a lot of time. And I have like a editor who helps me with the hard effects, because I don't have months to do that. So like I need a person who will help me. And I'm really open to say about that. Like, because a lot of people there, I think they thinking that I'm doing this alone, but I couldn't, like, I never could do, like, all these things. Like, imagine just cosplay every day. You need to look good. You need to take care of yourself, because yeah. It's just also your job. And it took a lot of, okay, the beauty day. It took me, like, 2 days to complete all the beauty routines and all the doctors that I need to visit. So, yeah. Like, it's crazy. But I also need to cosplay, so, like, and figure out all the things. And sometimes it's, like, you know, fun projects that come to me and, like, hey, we wanted you to cosplay this or that, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Anyway, so like I think my brain is just always in a content creation or like some effects, and who will search for the ideas, bruh? Like I need someone who will just search for the ideas for me and like send me, okay, my followers, if you have any ideas like for me, like cosplay, like you want to see on me, just send me the things. I will just check the messages. I don't know, like, because it's just so crazy. And yeah, sometimes I think with the cosplays right now, I feel like I'm on this stage where I need something new that will excite me, because I did all these One Piece cosplays and I really wanted to go back to the Naruto cosplays, by the way. Yeah. I think I will do that, like the whole video of like all girls, all the Naruto girls, like, you know.
I just got a Hinata cosplay, if you want to.
Oh!
While you're here.
I have my Naruto wig, like Naruto sexy wig with me. I don't have the cosplay though, but I have the bandana. We can do whatever.
Okay.
Like, that's fun. I am the idea. Yeah, so I like to do like the hard videos, like, you know, all these like 10 characters in one video. And I'm just like, this is just so exciting. But yeah, I want to go more into like gaming. I'm not a gamer. I don't have a computer. I don't play games like at all.
I can help you in that area for sure.
I'm a LARPer. I would love to teach me. No one have the, like, you know, no one can bear with me, like, with my dumb ass. Like, it's just, I'm so bad. My friend, he tried to, like, teach me It Takes Two game.
I am not a fan of It Takes Two. And that's a controversial opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know nothing about the games. Game. It's just like, I know a lot of people cosplaying, like, and it looks cool, but it's nothing I can, like, it just.
I don't like platformers, and I don't know if you know what that means if you're not a gamer.
No
idea. Okay, I'll explain it to you. So, a platformer is like old school Sonic or like Mario, where you're like jumping from platform to platform.
Okay, makes sense.
And it's like kind of side scrolly usually. But It Takes Two is like a 3D platformer. Yeah. You're just like jumping. And like the whole point of the game is kind of like not falling off of stuff.
Yeah, and you're supposed to like be together. Or
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
So, but I don't, that's not really my type of game.
Okay.
It doesn't hook me the way that other things do. I like Investigation and RPG.
Okay. I think I'm too dumb for the investigation.
No. That's fair. You're not dumb, no. By the way. That's not what I mean.
Yeah, I get it.
But I'm just saying it's fair that you don't like the thing that I like.
No. I mean, maybe I'm good at this. I don't know. I never tried. It's just like I'm cosplaying all these characters from like ZZZ or like NTE or whatever, like Genshin, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm such a LARPer and I'm like, I would love to maybe play one day, but I don't have time. And I'm like,
It is a huge time sink, video games. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like my problem. I would love to maybe explore if I would have like, okay, I need like another 10 people in my team who can post my content, edit and do everything. And then maybe I would play.
Then you have some time to relax.
I don't know.
Do you know what you need? You need a handheld console. You need a Switch or a Steam Deck or something that you can bring with you on like airplanes.
I have a old Nintendo. I don't think it counts.
I don't think that counts.
Yeah, it's like I had like all these stupid games that you said, like Sonic and Mario or whatever. I never like played them. I just it's cool to have Nintendo. I like that. Nintendo, if you want to sponsor me. Like, yeah. You know, I would Thanks, love Nintendo. To be like a like, I don't know, sponsored by Nintendo or whatever game when I'm not playing the actual game. But I would love if someone, like, I don't know, pay me or do something for me. Like, I would love to learn. Just, you know, so, yeah, I'm telling you, like, if you want to, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have our people call Nintendo's people and then.
Yeah.
We can set something up.
Yeah, it's just so funny. Like, I would love to stream on Twitch, like, and playing games or, like, do something. But, again, it's just so hard and it takes, like, a lot of time. And, yeah, it's not like I can, you know, give my editor to edit all my videos because mainly this is something that, like, takes me a lot of time. But it's not like I like to control things. I like to control my emotions that I'm doing for this or that character. Like, I need everything to be like exactly how I see it in my head. And if it's not, I never post that. You know this trend? It's AI, but you probably saw that online. So like when the guy is taking like the character from the screen, like she's like pulling her hand from the screen and he's like kind of like this type of videos, like so like he touching the screen and she's like, oh, she's alive suddenly, and she's like, oh, hey, through the screen and just take grabbing him. I tried to do that without the AI, just myself, like we failed. And I was so sad because in AI, okay, this is my controversial opinion, I don't like AI, but as a tool, as an editor myself.
Gonna get us canceled.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. No, it's just controversial. I know, like, there's so many accounts that taking my videos and, like, reposting them with the AI faces, and I think it's shit.
It's
like,
crazy.
You can't do that. Like, I mean, I understand you can create AI character and do whatever, like, it's your thing, but stealing other people content, that's not cool. But also, as in, like, I don't know. I feel like people using it, but not telling, you know, the other people. Like, and sometimes you couldn't even say that this is AI. I know it myself. Like, and they use it for the backgrounds. Like, I don't know how in the cosplay community, though, but I see it a lot with the makeup, like, beauty, like, people, you know, like
beauty filters and stuff.
Yeah, like a lot of this girl, there's like a popular influencer and she's like doing this cool makeup things, and I know that she's using AI. I know that, like, the backgrounds and, like, it's not like it's her video, she's like doing, and she's editing it and she's gorgeous and she's doing a lot of, like,
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I love her. Like, I love her, and I think it's fine in that case to use these things for, like, as a tool. I mean, a lot of people will cancel me right now. Fuck. I'm too Slavic for that. I'm sorry. Like, I don't, like, I feel people, like, Slavic people, especially, like, in Ukraine or, like, again, Slavic countries, we're not really picky about these things. Like, we would use every opportunity that we have to do something cool. And, of course, let's talk about AI music. Controversial, but we all listen to it, like, we all doing this trance from TikTok.
Oh,
this is AI music.
Yeah, I do know what you're doing. AI sounds. Yeah,
this is AI.
There was something going around. I can't remember what it was. But yeah, I know what you're talking about when everybody was making videos to it.
They still do.
Right.
They still do. All this funk, whatever, how it's called. Like, even it's created by like a DJ or the person, the voice is still can be AI. I mean, like, yeah. It's mainly, no one will tell you. But I know.
Well, speaking of music, I do want to ask you about music because you went to, and we only have a couple minutes left on the public portion. So you went to school for music. You've always wanted to do music. Yeah. You do content creation now full time. You also still release music. Is doing music, creating music still like the number one goal?
Yeah, I would say like it starts from music and it's still like leading to the music. But I think right now my main problem that I'm really scared
of doing music.
Yeah. Why? I don't know. Like, so I think it's like my online trauma with the Naruto song. Like, but I did it, like I write it for like 15 minutes, you know, like it was like, oh, boom, I have this idea. 15 minutes, song is ready. Like, let's release it and just do something, I don't know, down TikToks. But I was in Ukraine at that time and I didn't know English that well. So like the whole song is just na 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 Naruto blah blah blah. Like, whatever, na, 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 na. So like, but again, it's just, it was funny. It like on the YouTube, I think I have like a million like views on that. It's a music video. And my friend did like an animation to that. Like, it was just so funny, but I didn't have any money like at that time. But again, I feel like right now I started doing content from the music. So I did like this like type of videos. Oh, creating the song, like I have like 1 minute to create a song, like blah blah blah. And it was kind of popular, but it's not a, like a type of content that you can do every day because you're not creating like the whole song every day. So I needed to come up with something new. And I'm like, okay, I love anime. I love Naruto. And I started like to search and like scroll TikTok. And I had like this ideas, memes, like just something funny with like Naruto. And I'm like, oh, what? Like, I can try that. And I just started to doing like content. And my friends started like supporting me and like sending me all these ideas. And I just copycat, you know, like I did like someone else's idea, but it worked. That's what I think everyone started with, and not even started with. Like, TikTok is a like copycat thing. It's another controversial thing. Like, we're still copying everything from each other, which is fine. Okay, this is fine.
Yeah,
people cancel me from the after this podcast.
I agree with you on that too. I think that it's impossible to make content at this
stage when everything is already created,
not taking at least a little bit of inspiration from something from somewhere.
Yeah,
so I think it's,
you can copycat it from like the scratch, like the whole thing, or you can just get inspired and copycat it just in another way, just whatever. But I think like a lot of creators I know, they're like getting like, they are really sad, oh, you took my idea, I was like, I spent hours to create it. Bro, someone already created, like, I know, like, I've seen these videos, it's like, I don't know if it's your idea originally, but there's like a lot of people like years ago, they did like kind of the same thing. So like, I don't get the idea why people like really really upset about something. And I'm not upset when you're taking my ideas or like doing whatever I'm doing. Like, I probably already like took it from someone else. Like, just, I'm sorry. Like, yeah. But this is, if you want to be successful, you need to keep up with the tempo, you need to post every day. It's a fast food. There's no art in my videos. I don't know, like, at least like I feel it. I do like some of my videos, but I spend like days on creating that. Did it give me like something good for my page, like followers or like, I don't know, whatever? No. Literally the dumbest ideas, like the fastest, like, I don't know, it's like giving me like all these followers and stuff like that. So yeah, just whatever. You can copy. That's okay. That's fucked up. Like, that's okay, I think. People will cancel me. I'm just Slavic for that. I'm so sorry.
We're going to have like redacted pieces of the episode that just like beep.
Anyway, so my friends started to like sending me ideas, and one of my friends sent me like this funny video was like Naruto and Hinata like sexy time whatever, and I did like a home cosplay. It was so bad, but the video got viral and it get like 15 million views. And I what I did, like I put the names like every each character on English, so it goes viral, not in Ukraine or like Slavic countries, it was global. And after that, like I decided, oh, we're switching to anime, like music. I still did music, but then the political situation, blah 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 blah, it took time, like, and I stopped doing music because I'm not like, I'm already like not in Ukraine and I'm not in my music studio, I don't have like all these things. So yeah, right now when I'm trying to get back, I think I'm not really believing in myself maybe, and I feel like, oh, everyone will hate me. And other influencers started to think, you know, like I'm doing music and she thinks that she's like, she can do that. But it's like literally like
But you've been here.
I came from here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, but people just don't know. And I'm confident with my like songs that I did in Russian language or Ukrainian. But again, before the situation, it was mostly like Russian language. And I do like my songs, but I deleted all of them. I hide them. You wouldn't like find anything right now. Yeah, that's
Why?
So sad. Again, because of the situation. Like when my IG was blocked, I was like, I was freaked out. Like, and you know, like I did my page for like, it's already been here like for 10 years. And I was so scared that they will take like my YouTube or like my other social media. And I'm like, no, like I want to be safe. So I took it down. Yeah, but I was confident that that was like a good songs. But right now when I'm doing it on English and of course my friends helping me with the language and like with the lyrics, but I'm still like, I feel like I didn't practice a lot like this years, and I'm not a best singer. I'm not a best rapper. I just enjoy doing music. I just like that. I like to do like music videos and like maybe produce stuff. And again, I'm going with this feeling like when I feel like, oh, this is gonna be good, like, or something like that. Like, so yeah, maybe I need to believe in myself more.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Everyone here is so supportive. That's like why I like community.
Yeah.
Like I love anime community so much. And
that's true.
Please don't cancel me what I'm saying about the AI. Please don't cancel me. Fuck. Just I know a lot of people using that, but I can't prove that. I can't prove that.
Yep. Well, I think that we can collectively say that you should believe in yourself more.
Thanks.
I have one of your songs on my convention playlist. I realized. Yeah.
Oh, you're quiet.
So keep going.
Thanks.
You're crushing it.
I feel like everyone's hating me like with my songs. And I'm like, oh,
no, so don't listen to them. Don't listen
no
to them.
No one's hated it. It's just in my head.
Oh.
No one, bro,
don't
no
listen
one
to you.
No, don't
listen
to
yourself. Don't listen to yourself.
That's like, I don't know. It's just how I build my ADHD, my voices in my head.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah, I
want
know what
to
you
create
mean.
A song about the ADHD for like people.
Oh,
like,
you should.
I really want to like... And everyone is trying to, like, you know, silence these voices. But I want to do, like, the opposite thing. I want to say, like, no. Like, fuck that. Like, volume on and, like, keep going with all this thing. Like, I wanted this type of vibe. So we're, like...
Like ADHD superpower.
Yeah, like, kind of. I feel like it's a superpower sometimes.
I agree.
Sometimes.
I'm looking forward to that song because I will put that one on my playlist too.
Yeah, I think I'm so happy. Yep. we will do that. We're working.
Yay. Well, we are out of time for our YouTube portion. We're going to transition to the Patreon portion. But before that, tell everybody where to find you online and what you have coming up soon.
So you can find me on TikTok as Fish. Instagram, Queenfish, or whatever, like, other social media, like, literally the same, bro. Yeah, I think I'm so happy that, like, I'm coming back to music, and we're doing this release, hopefully, in August. Like, we're thinking maybe 21st August, so just wait for that, the new music coming out. But yeah, and just stay tuned for new cosplays. That's what I would say. I'm cooking.
We're cooking.
Yeah. In September, there will be so many new cosplays, and I want to like prepare a good like content for the Halloween. Yeah, you know, like it's August right now, but I'm already like a few months is like,
and that's the way that it should be.
Yep.
Honestly, I don't know how other
people work here, but it's just I'm always a step or 10 steps like ahead. I don't know. I hate it sometimes.
Listen.
I want to chill. No, that's like, okay, that's, you can see like how ADHD I am, like how like I'm jumping from the thing to thing. Yep.
Yeah. Follow and you me. Know what? And that's on cosplay, anime and cosplay and content creators as a whole. So you mentioned once in a Q&A that Gojo and Zoro are similar characters in different universes.
I did.
Apparently you did.
I did.
What other characters throughout anime are also like the same characters? And do you still believe that Gojo and Zoro are the same characters in different fonts?